Told them not to contact legal counsel at the State Department.
Secretary Pompeo in Rome. The State Department Inspector General meets with congressional staffers today. Ahead of restarted nuclear talks, U.S. officials confirmed to Fox there's been another North Korean missile launch from a barge or an underwater platform.
North Korea has launched a ballistic missile from the sea, and Japan says at least part of the weapon came down in Japanese waters, the first time a North Korean test has come that close to Japan in nearly 2 years.
Fox's Simon Owen. North Korea conducted a similar missile test from the sea 3 years ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Dan, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Twenty-seven years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
All right, so the heat continues. For hang out for a little bit more. Wait, 5 days now. Five more days, we're saying, until things get better. Yesterday we had 101. It's never been hotter in the month of October in Montgomery, Alabama. Today we're going to be near 100. Tomorrow near 100. I think there will be some blips on the radar. Very isolated. Yeah, I'm isolated. Very isolated storms, but I've got the rain chances under 20% today and tomorrow, regardless. And then on Friday, I think it will be the last day of the record high temperatures. And then over the weekend, we start to come down. 95 Saturday, 91 Sunday. That's a step in the right direction. And then Monday is the big day with a band of showers and thunderstorms entering the state and moving ahead of a cold front. And that's going to bring the big changes. Now, I don't think there's going to be a lot of rain with the front, but we'll take any drops we can get. And then behind it, highs around 81.
Ooh.
On Tuesday.
Ooh. Oh, that's
morning,
great.
Morning lows around 60, and maybe even some upper 50s. So if you can hang out for five more days, things do get better. Right now, this morning, we're in the upper 70s still early, but it's going up here at 6 minutes after nine.
Now, I know you and Greg are like best buddies. He got to go over your place and see your Emmy, and he brings you donuts and stuff and all this. Yeah, but
it's a man crush thing.
No, I'm gonna edge in though. Can I have this dance one of these days? Let's watch football together. I want to see the screen layout and all
it's,
that.
It's a home theater, man. Yes.
Well, and also I've got another question because I'm preparing in the morning. I don't get a chance to listen to a lot of the morning show. Are Emily and Greg always at each other? I thought it was Emily and Jay, but lately there was this tension, friendly tension, nonetheless. But
yeah,
they're always at each other.
It seems that way, but I don't think there's. It's not. It's not. It's not explosive at all.
Okay,
it's friendly. It's friendly kind of banter.
Yeah, usually when it's explosive, it's a very bad thing.
No, not at all. It's not an unhealthy, it's actually a very comical situation.
Hey, I'm walking down the hall a minute ago, and I'm looking in your offices, and there's this big-ass sandwich.
That's breakfast this morning. He cooks his breakfast every morning, so this morning was particularly beautiful, that BLT you saw. And I thought it was an arty picture too, artful picture. I mean, you gotta shoot food in the right,
and that's impressive it's actually an edible meal that it looks good on film.
it's right
because all that stuff you see on commercials, what are they spraying
it
with?
They spray it with this kind of crap and everything. Yeah, exactly. But that was a real meal. Yeah,
well, Rich, I'm looking forward to next week if the weather is going to be like you're saying.
It's going to be like fall, and finally the second week of the fair will be a little bit more tolerable.
Are you going to the fair?
I will be I will be manning our booth.
It's fair duty.
On Saturday and Sunday with a big old grin on my face.
Yeah, I'll wink, wink, nod, nod.
So, anyway.
We'll eat a funnel cake for me.
Don't forget the name of the hour here.
That's what I'm about to do now.
Yeah, I'll see you guys later.
Thanks, bye. Rich.
Yeah, and as Rich just said, let's do the name game here.
Draw, baby, draw.
9 o'clock hour, Tommy Pilgrim. Tommy Pilgrim, call 396-5477. Tommy Pilgrim, call 396-5477 for your chance to win a 1 hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. But it's not just one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy. It's one a month for a whole year. That's only, though, Tommy, if you call. Tommy Pilgrim, 396-5477, within the hour. Thank you so much for listening. News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell will begin in just a moment.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story. After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The
views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I can't believe Joey says, I'm about to play a little Elvis. I said, oh, God, don't. I'm not an Elvis fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually like that song.
Yeah, Suspicious Minds. For me, it has been a perfect theme ever since Donald Trump assumed office. Ever since he was president-elect.
What's the Democrat theme song?
Right. We can go on together with Suspicious Minds. And it's about a, you know, love affair going wrong, but I think it applies to our politics beautifully these days, though tragically. All the same, just as tragic as the song. So, again, welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, the number, as you heard the big voice of Jeff Balocki say, 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. You know, Jack, I wanted to start off with what can be a bit of a morbid story, but I think done in the right way. As I mentioned, when we first started doing the show here together from 9 to noon, my grandmother, Helen Clayton, we laid her to rest that weekend after we started on that Friday. And I was just taken aback, my breath taken away. I was almost in tears when I saw the presentation of the colors of the flag,
yeah.
Unfurling the flag and then folding it back up. And it reminded me of a common thing that's going on. If you listen to a lot of conservative, like, thinkers and writers and just the tastemakers, the movers and the shakers in politics on the conservative side of the aisle, and you're somewhat hearing it from the left as well. We heard it from Becky Gerritsen yesterday here on the right, is Americans tend to not have the same institutions or the same traditions that used to hold us together. Like, there's a great, Robert Putnam, I believe is the guy's name, he wrote an essay, then it became a book called Bowling Alone. And what he meant is that it used to be 56 years ago, bowling leagues were going gangbusters. And it showed, oh, this is one way, not just bowling, but it's just one way, a good example of where Americans congregate together to meet family, meet friends, compete, and learn things about one another. You know, what's the scuttlebutt while you're trying to hit the pins? And you know, fast forward to today, bowling leagues are way down. All sorts of church attendance is way down. Family formation
is way
down.
That's funny. I was thinking about that this morning. Civic clubs, their membership is dwindling in a lot of them.
Right. And it's affecting everything. It doesn't matter if it's politics. Like, I was just hearing about the Burse Club for, you know, raising money for Catholic priests.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're doing a little better now, but there's a lot of turnover that needs to happen, and we need to reinvigorate what brings us together as Americans. But one thing that is not died, and it's one of the few things that brings Americans together, is this idea of respecting service. You know, I plan on, and I have in the past, criticizing all sorts of wars. I don't think war is mostly the answer, and it's not out of just a bleeding heart perspective. I think it's just a waste of lives, a waste of wealth. War, problem with war, nobody really ever wins the war, even if they do have victory at the end of the day. And that all said, you have to respect the people that will put their lives on the line. And what's happened in the last few weeks is a string of reports about veterans. For instance, Jonathan Witt. He served in the Army at Fort Riley in Kansas between 2005 and 2007. He died on September 5th at the age of 31, just a year older than me, Jack, in Brown County, Wisconsin. His mother and stepfather had already died, and he was estranged from the rest of his family. But many in the community, particularly fellow veterans, showed up at Witt's Friday funeral to pay their respects. But Witt is not the first veteran. There's also a story here out of Florida. People from all over the area came to respect a reclusive 82-year-old Vietnam War Air Force veteran and laid him to rest with full military honors.
I remember reading that story.
And here we've got a report from ABC News. They did a beautiful job. This is a short story. Listen to this, folks, and it can be a tearjerker.
This is 80-year-old U.S. Army veteran Edward K. Pearson, and his obituary in the newspaper ended with these words. This veteran has no immediate family. All are welcome to attend. And today, on the day of his funeral, we witnessed something extraordinary. Hundreds came to celebrate a man who they did not know, but who they wanted to honor. At the Sarasota National Cemetery in Florida, this group carrying in American flags, others laying flowers, reaching out to touch the veteran's urn. The honor guard folding the American flag, and there was one man who perhaps said it best.
It shows that Americans still care, and we still have a special empathy for mankind.
One by one, mourners stepped up to the podium.
When I first heard about him on the news that he had no family, well, that broke my heart.
I couldn't think of a better way to spend a day than to come and honor this veteran. Thank you.
And then the veteran's neighbor, who told all of the strangers who had gathered how proud Ed would be.
If Ed were here today and saw this for him, he would cry, he would laugh, and he'd salute.
We all honor U.S. Army vet Ed Pearson.
Man. That's pretty cool.
That is, and it's always because we do have suspicious minds, and the media and the politics of the day, and news in general, is sort of it bleeds, it leads. If it's contentious and controversial, it'll be in the headlines. But to hear stuff like that, great reporting there by ABC, to hear Americans come together like that for people they didn't even know, it warms your heart and reminds you that most of America isn't all at each other's throats. In fact, if you go out into regular America, it doesn't matter what people's perspective is on politics, if you really ask them, they're not all obsessed about Trump or Trump impeachment or Nancy Pelosi. And I mean, I'm guilty as much as all sorts of folks in the media of being a news junkie, a political junkie. I like this stuff as much as it tortures me. But the real America's still out there. And don't let the news media, in particular the politics of the situation, confuse you. And deny this fact. A lot of Americans still care and care about the important stuff. So I just wanted to get that out because that touched me.
Yeah, that's really neat.
But here, Eric is on the line. He heeded our call. 272-9228 if you want to join in. Hey, Eric.
Good morning. Good morning, Jack.
How's it going, Eric?
I'm good. It's so good. I was unaware that you were back, and I had to call because one of my dear friends is he's struggling with cancer, but he's a real good fellow. He was a state manager for Ross Perot in Texas.
Wow.
For years, and he moved back to Montgomery because of his problem he's having with his health. And he's 84 years of age, and he got down. And then also another one of my dear friends that was real big with Lamar Advertising, and he also used to listen to you and Barron, and there was days that you wouldn't be there, and he was like, well, the hell, I'll just wait till Barron or Jack comes back in. And
Well,
this is a testament. And but Bill Easterlin's his name. I like you. He really does enjoy. He says, Joey's got the damn, the smarts, and you got the comedic side. He said he should have been in comedy as opposed to radio because I don't know what it was, but he thought a lot of you. And Bill's, he just wanted me to call and let you know he ain't good on the telephone, but he said, you tell that fella that I'm glad he's back on and keep me in his prayers, and I want you to do that.
Certainly, Bill Easterling.
Yes, sir.
Well, Bill, I hope you're listening, and
he is. I
really appreciate your loyalty to the show. And
that's right. And, man, I'm going to tell you, keep it up, but you got a good compadre right there with you. He knows his knowledge, and you got I mean, you can't get as good as, you know, normally oil and water don't mix. But in this case,
we are as different as night and day.
But anyway, I appreciate you, Jack, and I'm glad you're back. It's the first time I got a chance to speak with you, and I'm glad you're back.
Well, thank
you,
Eric.
Quite a lot of people are.
That means a lot. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for the call, Eric.
How nice.
That was very sweet of him. And good for him to reach out on Bill's behalf.
There. Yeah.
And are we really like oil and water together, Jack?
Let's see. You're smart. I'm average. I'm social. You're not.
I'm not that social. I mean, I'm
you're
nice to
people.
You're
going to be. Oh, yeah.
I'm great with, like, one-on-one conversation.
You're convivial.
Yeah. Well, I like that word.
It's a big one. I'm not trying to spell it.
But, yeah, if I relax, I can cut up. But there's just been, also, this last 2 weeks, why I started with this story about these funerals and people showing up for veterans without families, is that the last 2 weeks have been so saturated with all this impeachment scandal, scandal, scandal. And
it's nice to find a piece of warm news.
Right. Though I think I was wrong yesterday that the guy wrote Take It on the Run for REO Speedwagon was a whistleblower. I was just completely wrong there, and I apologize. I think, though, Greg Gutfeld brought up a great point. Is the whistleblower Corn Pop?
He's a bad dude.
He was. He was a real...
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, he was. He was, Joe. He was a bad dude. Oh, we got to hit a break here, though. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228. And coming up, we might cover a little bit of local stuff. And we've got guests coming in later in the show. It's going to be a fun, filled, information-filled show here on News and Views. Be right back.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And let's talk about the river. You know, we're right up the river from downtown, and what we got for you down here to have a good time is we rent out pontoon boats. That's right. You can come down here and rent a pontoon boat with your crew, your family. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We can hook you up with the essentials and everything you need. So that's a good time on the river, and let's talk about Sunday afternoon. Another good time this week. We're excited. Chris O'Leary Band's in town. First time Chris and his gang have been to the Oyster Bar, so looking forward to some good old blues from Chris and his band. We'll talk about something good to eat, y'all. We're always cooking up something from the steamer, those snow crab legs, royal red shrimp from Argentina, crab claws. We can fry those crab claws and fried shrimp, oysters, scallops. I know you're getting hungry. How about a little gumbo appetizer? So we'll cook you up something good to eat. Get Miss Marsha to cook up some of that crawfish mac and cheese. That's some good eating, too. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Music menu, food menu, and a good time. Hey, at all times. Come see us soon.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228.
What if you don't want to join in on the conversation?
Well, just keep on listening, baby. You think I can pull off baby? Call somebody baby? Baby.
No.
No, actually, I can't do that anymore because ever since all those allegations came out against Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
He did a movie right before that, all his allegations, and I loved it. It was called Baby Driver. Really cool movie.
He's a great actor.
And he's very good, but the whole movie, he's talking to the driver, who's a young man, who's like 18, 19, 20 years old, who's the driver for all their heists and, you know, to get away.
Yeah, yeah.
And his nickname is, and Spacey says it like this throughout the movie, Baby. Now listen, baby, I've groomed you to be, and he's kind of got this weird Frank Underwood Southern thing going on. And ever since the allegations came out, I'm like, I can't watch that movie in the same light. It's too weird, too close to home, too close to the allegations. But all that said, we have some local news that's been breaking. It's been kind of developing for the last few days. I wanted to see official statements before we went with anything. But apparently there are troubles going on with Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy. And parents were notified Sunday night by member of the board, Charlotte Meadows, who, in full disclosure, has been a good friend of my family, like knew my mother back in when they went to Jeff Davis years ago.
She's announced, well, she has a general election, but by all accounts, she will win handily.
Right. She beat Michael Fritz in the runoff, and but, I mean, given all the scuttlebutt, all the rumors going on, there are some serious things being alleged. But here is first what Charlotte Meadows sent out to parents, an email. Dear Lead Academy parents, we wanted to update you quickly on an important matter. As of Friday afternoon, Dr. Nicole Ivey is no longer serving as principal at Lead Academy. We are grateful for her work on behalf of our students and wish her the best in future endeavors. The board has already started the search for a long-term replacement, and we are confident that we will find a leader who is deeply committed to the mission and vision of Lead Academy. We're excited about what is ahead for Lead Academy and look forward to continuing to serve you and your students. If you have any questions about this or any other issue at Lead, please don't hesitate to reach out to us directly. The board, I think, for Lead Academy will be meeting tonight.
Right.
Because the story developed and continued. This is now, it came out last night, like 8:30 last night. And also, if you're interested, you can go look at an article on Alabama Political Reporter, written by Josh Moon. And kind of gives a lot of it, in my opinion, is rumor innuendo. Not saying anything bad about Josh there. It's just, it's a lot of unnamed staffers, these sorts of things. And I think it revolves around a contract. It's alleged that the board, Meadows and the leader of the school, the management company, wanted the principal and teachers to sign. But here, this broke last night, about 8:30 our time. According to the Alabama Education Association, Dr. Nicole Ivey is in a dispute with her employer, Lead Academy. This is AEA's statement. AEA said, while media reports suggested that Dr. Ivey's employment has ended, based on information available to the AEA, Lead Academy Board of Directors, Dr. Ivey's employer, has not met and taken any action unless it did so in a legal secret meeting. There was no illegal secret meeting. They're having
a charter school. Do they have to have open meetings on them?
I believe so. I mean, this is the thing with charters is that they, if anything, they have more, because they're a special circumstance, they have more things they have to comply with. They get more flexibility in terms of setting curriculum and other operations with the school as opposed to traditional public schools. But also they have, I think, other hoops to jump through because of their special status. But apparently, these latest developments are consistent with a troubling pattern. This is the AEA quoting them. A troubling pattern of behavior from the forces behind Lead Academy. Charlotte Meadows and Sonner Tareem, as has been the case since it was proposed, and unlike other charter schools operating in Alabama, Lee believes itself to be above the law, including the charter school law under which it was founded. Of course, this is the AEA.
And the AEA, just so you'll know if you don't, AEA does not like the idea of charter schools.
Right.
At all.
Right. So, but apparently, Dr. Ivey is claiming that she was released after she went to the State Board of Education. And alleged illegal activities, not meeting certain standards. So we will see where all this goes. Here's where I'm going to cut this, because I believe we'll have, unless things change, we'll have Charlotte Meadows on the program tomorrow. Here's where I'm coming from. In full disclosure, again, I've known Charlotte for a long time. I know other people on the board, like Lori White. When she ran for school board, I canvassed neighborhoods for her. This is all in full disclosure, folks. I want to know the truth. Because there are people like the AEA who are looking for Lead Academy to fail. As Jack just said, they do not like the idea of charter schools from the get-go.
Because they're competing with public schools for,
right,
you know. And generally, charter schools, I do believe, probably, as a general rule, their students do outperform those in the public schools, as a rule.
Right.
Now, there have been a lot of failed charter schools, yes, around the country.
Yes.
And they're not all the time what they're cracked up to be.
Right. And a model is just a model. It depends on who the people actually running the school, how they,
well,
they,
yeah,
work
personnel
out.
Has, right, everything. And everybody will tell you that's an education expert that the key to a good school is a good principal.
Yes.
If you have a good principal, your chances for being a good school are much greater than a school with a lousy principal. And we've had both in Montgomery for sure over the years.
Apparently the quote from Dr. Ivey is, I refuse to engage in illegal activity, and I am confident that the truth will come out as this matter moves forward. So that's a serious, there are no specific allegations, but that's a serious thing to say. So, and despite friendships and people I know, and I like the idea of charter schools, but let me be clear, I don't want public schools to fail either. I want kids to be able to learn as well as possible. I did refresh myself on what's going on with the Montgomery Public School System in terms of like ACT averages, these sorts,
yeah,
of things. It's abysmal. Now, they are improving. Since the intervention, there has been improvement. We have to grant that. But something in particular with Montgomery needs to be done, especially when you take LAMP and other magnets out of the averages.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's really bad.
Why isn't, why, why is in Montgomery there are these magnet schools? Why can't every school be a magnet school?
Right.
I mean, they have higher standards and better teachers. Well, maybe we need higher standards and better teachers in the rest of the public school system.
Right. I completely agree. Well, and something about the traditional public schools that it's sort of it wasn't designed this way, but it's happened this way, is that because you are zoned, given the neighborhood you live
yeah.
in, we've had a reintroduction, if you will, of segregation, but it's done by who can afford the best housing.
Right.
And so this is why certain neighborhoods, say, in the Birmingham area, have incredible public schools. I mean,
like Mountain Brook.
Yes, exactly. And so again, if the school system in, say, certain parts of the other parts of the state is working great, the traditional public schools, great, keep going. I want them to. But when it comes to Montgomery, 15%, I believe, is the number of failing schools in the whole state of Alabama are in Montgomery County. So this is a big issue. I'm all for any approach that changes that phenomenon. Because kids that are currently going to Carver and Lanier and Jeff Davis and Lee and all these, they deserve better. They deserve better. Now, if Lead Academy is the first charter school is trying to fill this void, and they had a lot of people sign up. I believe it was accepted by lottery. And they have to take people within Montgomery County, first come, first serve, and then you pull from that lottery.
Yeah.
Something like 370 students, I believe, they have there at Lead. If there are problems going on, we need the truth to be told. It's not about, in my mind, traditional schools against the new charter schools. I think that's a false narrative. It should be about what's the best approach to kids. And whether it's a traditional school or a charter school that's failing them in some way, we should need the truth and not be playing, well, political games over state funds. But, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath. There will always be political games over
this
state
funds.
This
is definitely, with this departure of this principal, be it she was fired or left, and now she wants to be a, quote, whistleblower against the school, this does put a chink in the armor of the charter school argument.
It does, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. Maybe this is just one person and one little personnel problem, but what it does when you have a situation like this, it brings the whole system under scrutiny.
Right.
And if you're going to be a charter school, you damn well better have your ducks in a row, and you better vet people and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Especially when, and they don't make any bones about it, the Alabama Education Association is not a fan of charters. So I'll listen to what they say, but I understand they also have a bit of an axe to grind. But I want the truth. If there's something that's gone wrong at Lead right out of the gate, it's an issue and it needs to be addressed quickly. Because Montgomery and its education system, so goes as education, so goes Montgomery. I think Todd Strange said that a few years ago.
Yeah, he's right.
And he's absolutely right. We've been having mayoral candidates in here. I mean, whether it's Stephen Reed or David Woods, they both agree. Education. If you want Montgomery to grow, if you want Montgomery to become a jewel of Alabama, really live up to its billing as a capital city for this state, and compete with Mobile and Huntsville and Birmingham, then we have to fix the education system. Or else more and more people are either going to homeschool their children, continue, if they can, push them into the private school parallel system. That's been my experience. I went to 12 years of Catholic school, and it served me pretty well. Or people I know for a fact, people I know who moved because their kids were going out, getting old enough, they moved to Pike Road, or they moved to Prattville, or they moved.
Yeah, sure.
And it's going to continue to happen unless Montgomery does something. So I hope we solve this problem without too much politicking getting in the way. And as I said, my plan is to interview, unless something changes, interview Charlotte Meadows tomorrow morning at 10. And I told her I want the truth. Not going to sugarcoat anything. I want the truth of what is happening. But let's hit this break, Jack. And coming back, more news and views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
272-9228. 272-9228.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the...
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high temperatures continues for now, but we're getting closer to some nice relief for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Highs in the upper 90s each day, and each day we should tie or break the record high. Still dry, lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot, high 94. Rain chances close to 15%. Then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. Then look for significantly cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
How you darn?
I'm darn all right.
Can't we still be friends?
I'm trying with you, Jack. I'm
it's
trying.
Hard. You say to me, what are we going to come into? And so I mention a song and you say, I only have 10 seconds. I said, well, then why did you say that out loud?
I was thinking out loud.
Well, don't think out loud because it makes me think that you're asking for my input when, in fact, you are not.
You know, I love you and all, Jack, but I heard that somebody over at our breakfast spot's like, hey, you told Joey to lay off Jack. Sorry, ma'am. Sorry, Vicky.
Oh,
but Jack needs a little. He deserves this half the time. Of course, in a loving way. No bad blood here.
Yeah, I can tell. You're so sincere.
Yeah, you're so sincere yourself. Anyway, you know who I am?
Disingenuous.
You know who I am sincere about, though? Jenkins Tire and
Automotive.
You
thinking Jenkins?
I am thinking Jenkins, because I went down there the other day.
You did?
Met Mike Jenkins and the team there. And because they do a lot of work with commercial vehicles and commercial fleets, it means they have state-of-the-art technology and equipment to get the job done, whatever your automotive need is. I mean, they can do, this is my favorite thing, you can do a monthly checklist. So you never have any sort of worry that, oh, this has been too long, am I going too early? No, just go monthly. They can constantly have your car checked out, give you that extra peace of mind when you're on the road. But they can do it all. Air conditioning repairs, air filters, batteries, everything to do with tires, whether tire rotation, replacement, repair, of course, wheel alignments and windshield wiper blades.
There you go.
That's the one you always remember, Jack. But I love Jenkins Tire and Automotive, especially for folks who work downtown. They're at 38 East Jefferson Street. Just think of where Alley Station is, or that little water tower is. Just go, well, 2-3 blocks east. There's Jenkins Tire and Auto right there. So if you work downtown, folks, be thinking Jenkins.
Well, you have to go east on Jefferson.
But even if you aren't working downtown.
It's at Perry and Jefferson,
right?
Basically. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Be thinking Jenkins, though, because they have a shuttle service. So they can take you wherever, you know, we're here on, you know, right off Carmichael Road. I'll still go to Jenkins. They can shuttle me over here to work on my car, my little BMW Roadster, and get the job done. So check them out, folks. Go make an appointment on their website, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or give them a call, 265-0792. 265-0792, and of course, be thinking Jenkins. It'll save you a lot of time and hassle. So,
oh, you had to throw in that you had a BMW Roadster, didn't you?
That was
like braggadocio.
No, it's not a status symbol.
Oh, really?
Really? You know what it is? It's a childhood dream come true. I love the first James Bond movie. I'm serious right now, Jack. Don't you smirk at me. First James Bond movie I ever saw was GoldenEye, and that was his car. And it didn't hit me. Like, I was expecting to get some economy.
Well, I hope you wouldn't be here if it hit you.
I was expecting some economy car, you know, buy a fairly cheap car. And then I saw that Roadster on a used car lot for a very good price. And, then it hit me that was my favorite car when I was a kid because of James Bond. I'm like, I got to do it. And so I ended up with that. I'm not bragging. I'm stating the facts.
It's so nice.
Anyway, you have a story about somebody that's been in hiding, if you will.
In a rare public appearance, Jeff Sessions last night appeared and was the guest speaker at a Republican club meeting in Huntsville. I think there was about 250 people, where he kind of joked about being publicly fired. And but he did say, and I think this is very big of Jeff, that he still supports President Trump.
Good.
Because this guy has delivered on his promises. And I thought that was big of Jeff. And I think he spoke for like 38 minutes. But he did not talk to reporters when he left. He made a statement. He never addressed the impeachment issue. And I don't imagine he took calls from the audience. I mean, questions from the audience. But just in what I read, he did a good job. And I think that's real big of Jeff to have stood up there and you know, talked about what a good president Trump was.
I think in many ways Jeff Sessions got a raw deal. I don't think he expected how quick the incoming from the other side would be. And I think he got tripped up by Franken, who's no longer in the Senate. My God. But tripped up by Franken and others when he said, oh, I'll recuse myself. I don't think he realized what he was stepping into.
Well, I think that probably, my guess is Rod Rosenstein persuaded Jeff to recuse himself. He probably said, you know, Jeff, just to have no appearance of impropriety or showing no favoritism, I think you probably ought not to be on this investigation.
And despite my differences on policy with Jeff Sessions, like, I've disagreed on, say, like, cannabis prohibition.
I know. That's a little outdated.
Right. But he's literally a Boy Scout, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He is literally a great man by the book. He's pretty straightforward in what he believes in. He's going to tell you. And it sounds like Jeff Sessions is sort of defer going, if that's the best policy, the most on the up and up, of course I'll recuse myself, Rob.
Well, here's the difference. Do you think for a half a second that Eric Holder would have ever recused himself from anything that dealt with Barack Obama? Hell no.
Hell no.
That's the difference in the Republicans. We are not team players.
Well,
we do not come together in the end. We do not stick together through thick and thin. Yeah, people like that damn Mitt Romney peeling off from the president. So we really need to look into this, when he should have said, hell no, there's nothing here. And if he didn't believe that, keep your mouth shut.
Yep. But I think this new attorney general...
Oh, he doesn't care.
In the Mueller report, Trump is apparently, quoted as complaining, why can't I have an H.E. like, you know, Robert Kennedy? Why can't I have, Eric Holder, even? Holder was like Obama's guy. I need somebody who's my guy. And I think he found his guy in William Barr. Of course, the Democrats are going nuts, including Eric Holder himself came out yesterday and is bad-mouthing
Now Barr. They're trying to bad-mouth Barr because they know he's about to break a big story.
Yep.
He's going to go after some Democrat heads. The Democrats caught wind of it, and they are trying to discredit Trump and Bill Barr and anybody else in the administration that's coming to Trump's aid. And I'm going to just tell you something. These Democrats are not stupid, but they have kind of outthought this whole impeachment thing.
Right.
They are so worried that they cannot beat Donald Trump in November of 2020, and this is their answer. Let's remove him from office. But be careful what you wish for, because Mike Pence is a lot more right-wing than Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
But he's not. He doesn't have the huevos.
No, I saw a meme that said, watch out. Pence, as soon as he's sworn in, he's going to become Mike Electric Fence Pence. And it showed him, just electrified and like a god. It was hilarious. And he looks like a G.I. Joe, man. Pence is serious. Oh, and there's that old coot. Bernie Sanders.
Just watching him walk, he's kind of humped up. He's not a young man.
Well, I have to tell you, Jack, I'm actually in incredible shape.
Well, you probably are because, you have no worries.
Don't make me mention, I'll challenge you to a race.
I think having that lake house that he got for dropping out of the race against Hillary really invigorated him. He probably spends a lot of time.
The thing is, billionaires should not exist. Only millionaires who write books about billionaires not existing should exist.
He's so bad.
He's terrible. Let's quickly go to the phones and go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, guys. The Republicans are team players. They're just not playing for our team.
Well, that's true.
Fair enough.
This has become real obvious. None of these guys are supporting the president. Rubio, Ted Cruz, all these guys are keeping their mouth shut. They are not team. They are not interested in Donald. They're globalist, man. They're playing with the Democrat team. Of course, Romney is the most vocal of them, but I have a feeling there's lots of them, dozens. And this is the most dangerous phase for Donald Trump now because he's going to be stuck out on his own with just a few people. And I know he can take it, but it's crazy. And he's going to be fighting his own party again, don't you guys think?
Well, one thing about Trump, they all got on board after I think the turning point for Trump with the Republican Party was Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Because these Republicans, the ones that were sitting idly by and thinking that Democrats were good guys, realized that they will say or do anything to discredit a conservative. And when Brett Kavanaugh went through the BS that he went through, I think a lot of Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins were like, this is disgraceful.
Well, Lindsey literally said, I'm tired of this crap.
funny you mentioned Susan Collins. I was thinking about her and heard a damn peep from her happening about anything.
She has a tough re-election coming up, right?
Think they're going to run somebody against her on the right.
Yeah. She's has a little trouble on her hands. In this polarized political world, what a shocker. And a moderate like Collins is in trouble.
Well, the truth is going to come out about everybody. They really are, if they aren't. Thankfully, the American people are seeing real clear who ain't, and Jeff Sessions ain't. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I like you telling the folks and me about that with Jeff making an appearance.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
I've known Jeff, I don't know, not that long, maybe 20 years, but He's always been a straight shooter, yeah. And I like Jeff.
I feel the same way.
And let me tell you, people in the Senate loved him. I mean, people like, what's his name, that jackass that from Minnesota.
Al Franken?
Yeah, what's his name? What was the character he played?
Stuart Smalley?
Yes.
Doggone it.
Those guys, I mean, beside people like him, I think Jeff was very well liked in the U.S. Senate.
Well, he earned it.
He did.
It's a shame what happened to him, but maybe he'll be vindicated one of these days.
Let me tell you something. He's going to be a rich lobbyist in Washington. Don't worry about Jeff.
I won't cry for
him. Do you think he'll represent some defense contractors and things like that? He knows where all the bodies are buried.
Indeed. We got to hit a break here, Jack. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228.
I'll call you, but you could not do.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends? Things just can't go.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Why is this volume today is so much better than yesterday? I feel like Helen Keller. I'm like, I couldn't hear anything.
Did you tweak your plug correctly today?
I tweaked my plug. Yeah, I did tweak my plug.
Good. Good. Yeah, these things.
Because it'll only come out of the left ear until you jiggle the thing a little bit.
Right. You got to jiggle
it. You got to jiggle your thing. Yeah.
We don't have much time here, so I want to do one of these. It's a great thing. I'll give the source. It's Reason.com. They do this thing called Brick Bats. And I've got a whole.
Say that again.
Brick Bats. It's okay. Little short stories of bureaucrats or politicians or police acting badly or just absurdly. This is out of England. The Thames Valley Police Department has announced it will stop posting photos of knives officers seize because they may frighten people. The department said it hopes the decision will, quote, help reduce the fear of knives and knife carrying.